Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So let's try to figure out what was going on here. Maybe it was an anonymous political pundit in an endless ocean of political talk TV trying to get a little attention on Wednesday night.
What you have is Mitt Romney running around the country saying, well, you know, my wife tells me that what women really care about are economic issues. And when I listen to my wife, that's what I'm hearing. Guess what? His wife has actually never worked a day in her life.
Ooh, Democratic strategist Hillary Rosen on CNN. Well, she succeeded in getting attention, suggesting that a mom who raised five kids, survived multiple sclerosis and cancer, hasn't worked a day in her life, immediately set off the panic buttons in the Obama administration. As Rosen intensively tweeted her explanations and amplifications of what she believed to be a great talking point, administration officials were furiously backpedaling. Michelle Obama shouted out on Twitter, "Every mother works hard and every woman deserves to be respected." The president said, "There is no tougher job than being a mom." Obama campaign officials demanded that Rosen publicly and immediately apologize. Meanwhile, the object of the attack, Ann Romney, had a few words of her own.
I know what it's like to struggle. And if maybe I haven't struggled as much financially as some people have, I can tell you and promise you that I've had struggles in my life.
By yesterday, Rosen took back her words, but not before the Romney politicos initiated a $6 Mothers Drive the Economy bumper sticker campaign that is going strong this morning. Jennifer DeJarnett is the president and co-founder of Voices of Conservative Women. Jennifer, welcome to the program.
Oh, welcome. Thank you very much for having me on.
How would you connect yourself to Ann Romney experientially, whether it's in terms of income, your status as a mom, that sort of thing?
Well, I'm a former structural engineer, and I'm currently a stay-at-home mom of four children under 8 years old.
All right.
And so I was particularly offended by Hillary Rosen's comments. I mean, to say stay-at-home moms don't have a view on the economy, just for example of my typical day, I was making four types of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for my very happy kids, and also on my smartphone researching economic policy and keeping in contact with my friends on their views on the economy, who some are working moms, some are stay-at-home moms, some all moms are working. But and, you know, just the that comment was just so ridiculous on its face. Everybody gets an opinion in politics, whether you're a leftist woman or you're a conservative woman. I thought the whole point of women making their voices heard is we may not necessarily agree with each other on policy, but we all get to have an opinion.
Right. Well, I think that, you know, certainly the disagreements and the airing of opinions is what talk television is all about. The question is, did she overreach, and is this a political opportunity now? Judith Warner, a columnist for Time.com and author of Perfect Madness, Motherhood in the Age of Anxiety. Judith, first of all, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Why do you think this set off, it seemed like, total alarm bells within the Obama administration? And even if the sort of civilian response took a little while, immediately the political folks knew that they were vulnerable on this.
I hate to say this, and I feel like I'm the only person in the country who feels this way, but I think that it was a cynical response, and there was a lot of just base-level pandering involved. I don't think on their face Rosen's comments were so terribly offensive, in fact. But I think, obviously, women have emerged as being key to this election. There is a hypersensitivity on this issue among some people still, and I think that they were anticipating that, and they felt they needed to jump on it immediately and squash it.
Well, in that case, both the left and the right are doing the pandering here. Let's talk a little bit about what Hillary Rosen actually said. Now, she did say that the idea that a stay-at-home mom would have a relevant, useful opinion about the economy is absurd on its face, and that working never a day in her life just seems so categorical. What if she'd simply said, Ann Romney lives a really comfortable life. I can't imagine that women are going to look to her as having a lot of economic leadership. That would have been infinitely better, don't you think, Judith?
Oh, I agree completely. She used a very poor choice of words. She clearly spoke without thinking and just lost track of what she was doing, I have a feeling, because she's a smart woman and knows what she's doing. Clearly, she should have said exactly what you just said. This is a privileged woman who has had a life of financial ease. She could even have said she has never needed to, well, we'll get
back
to that
word,
work.
She said that.
Well,
I mean, she said that.
She kind of did, but...
Yeah.
I really don't think she was serving up an enormous insult to moms who don't work outside of the home. And if she had just used that phrase, work outside of the home, there wouldn't have been this whole tempest, I don't think.
All right, Judith Warner, a columnist for Time.com. Jennifer DeJohnette, president and co-founder of Voices of Conservative Women. Is this what talk television does? It encourages people to make extreme comments that might be well-meaning but then sound outrageous and then just produce more extreme comments?
Well, sometimes talk television actually gets a window of who a person is and what they actually thinks, and I think that's what we saw with Hillary Rosen. Would Hillary Rosen would have dared say that about Hillary Clinton or Eleanor Roosevelt? I don't think so. What she did was, because she disagrees with Mrs. Romney on her political point of view, wanted to minimize and put her in a pretty little box, a little doll on the shelf, that how dare she have an opinion on what's going on in our economy, the single most important issue to women, because if you don't have economic resources, your life's choices are made for you. So Hillary Rosen wanted to make a very intelligent woman just some woman who's at home with her kids who shouldn't be talking about the economy but should be baking cookies in the kitchen.
All right, all right. Hold on. Let's get a response. Jennifer, let's get a response from Judith. Judith, what's your response? And take us out here.
I think that it's worth remembering that in the next breath, Rosen said she's never really dealt with the kinds of economic issues that a majority of the women in this country are facing. That is the point of what she was saying, and she said it very clearly from the start. And I really think that we've been diverted into this sort of mommy wars rhetoric, which truly is not relevant in this case.
All right, there's time for one last response. Jennifer, go ahead.
That also assumes that Mrs. Romney never talks to women of various economic statures in her life. And I would say that that's probably not true. She probably has conversations and friends of women from, you know, various points of view.
Well, she certainly has been prominent in the campaign, has been talking to people throughout this campaign, especially in the Iowa caucuses. Jennifer DeJohnette, president and co-founder of Voices of Conservative Women. Judith Warner, columnist for Time.com, author of Perfect Madness, Motherhood in the Age of Anxiety. Thanks to both of you for a great conversation.
Oh, thank you.